Now, it is one of the most common cancers in England, with around 34,000 new cases each year. But do you know what the symptoms of bowel cancer are? What would you do if you suspected something was wrong? Research from the North of England Cancer Network suggests people in the northeast are the most likely in the country to delay visiting a doctor because of fear of what they might find. Tom Kyle from Rowlands Gill learnt the hard way not to ignore unusual symptoms, and you're in the studio this morning, thankfully smiling at this. I suppose this is bringing back a lot of memories to you, Tom. What happened? What's your story?
Well, my story is a very typical one, because there's a number of symptoms, but the most common one is a change in your bowel movements. And for me, it actually happened over round about 3 months. And people ask me, well, why didn't you do something about that? And it's really difficult to explain, because it just doesn't happen overnight. It sort of creeps up in you, and you think, well, is it just what I've been eating or something like that? It just takes time.
And how long have I been like this? You're trying to remember when this started, if it starts gradually. And amazingly, you were off to the Himalayas at the time.
Oh, bad news. That was very bad news. Actually, when I went to see my GP, it was 10 days before we were due to fly. And my GP told me I had a lump in my rectum, and he was certain it was cancer. He was great. He was right, thank goodness. And it was even worse telling my wife and it was worse telling her we couldn't go to the Himalayas almost than telling her he thought I had cancer. But now everything's worked out well.
Again, staying with that time when you told your wife that you were ruining a trek and holiday of a lifetime, I suppose. How could that possibly be worse than cancer?
Again, I think that's something we'd look forward to so much. And not going, that was real. But the thought of saying, I had probably had cancer. Well, that takes a bit of time. You know, that's got to sink in. That is something that changes your lifetime. So you don't take, that doesn't sink in straight away.
Tom, you're a man. Men get embarrassed about these things sometimes. Was there anything around that you were putting off because you thought, oh, it's just a bit of a blokey thing. I'm not going to go to the doctors.
Right. Well, I have got to sort of own up. I'm a typical male pillock. And I find that really difficult now there was a time when to say something like that, I could never say something like that. But yeah, it is dead common. But please don't think it's only just men. Men are definitely worse, but women are not perfect either.
So get the check. What happened to you? Are you okay?
I am absolutely very well. I'm really fit. I'm really healthy, and I'm raring to go.
Was the treatment anything to be scared of?
It wasn't. I had major surgery, and there's nothing, you can't deny that. But everything went very well. People who dealt with me at the QE were absolutely great. My GP has stuck with me all the time. I now have regular checks, and everything is working out really well.
Have you got to the Himalayas yet?
23 days and counting.
Woohoo!
Marvel, what a great story. Thanks very much, and a lesson for us all, gentlemen and ladies. Tom Kyle, thank you very much. It's 7:30.